voters will head to the polls this April to decide whether Wisconsin's voter ID law should be enshrined in the state constitution. It's Wednesday, January 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Governor Tony Evers is starting a statewide office aimed at preventing violence. And a UW-Eau Claire fundraising foundation is considering whether to buy a former hospital. Stay with us.
This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
What people see is the prices they're paying, right, or the level of credit card debt they have.
But there's also a practical need to move toward a carbon neutrality, especially in the Lake Superior in the North Country.
And if you come together and deal with the issues, you have a greater amount of collective strength.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Wisconsin voters will soon weigh in on whether to make the state's voter ID law permanent. The Wisconsin Assembly voted yesterday to advance a proposal that would enshrine the photo ID requirement in the state constitution. The measure passed on pure party lines. Democrats like Mike Baer of Verona argued that Republicans are playing political games and trying to drive up turnout during an upcoming Supreme Court election.
This is predictable. We've seen this from the majority over and over, that they will do what it takes at every opportunity to protect their power, protect their political gains, and help themselves.
Republicans argue that voter ID laws are broadly popular and increase confidence in election security. The question will appear on the April 1st ballot. Governor Tony Evers is directing $10 million in federal funding to create a new statewide office of violence prevention. As Sarah Lear reports, the announcement comes about a month after a shooting left three people dead at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School.
The Democratic governor says the office will oversee public education campaigns and identify policy solutions aimed at reducing violence, including gun violence. And he says it will distribute grants to groups like school districts, local police departments, and firearm dealers.
I've said from the beginning that I would never accept gun violence as a foregone reality or stop working to change it.
Republican leaders have criticized Evers' actions, saying that more bureaucracy won't stop violence. Evers created the office through executive order, allowing him to bypass Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature. But the governor's also promised to once again ask lawmakers for changes to gun safety regulations. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Supreme Court justices are questioning whether state regulators have to designate PFAS as hazardous substances before addressing them. As Danielle Kading reports, the court heard arguments yesterday in a case involving Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the Department of Natural Resources.
The case could have significant consequences for environmental regulators and businesses. In 2021, WMC sued the DNR on behalf of Oconomowoc-based dry cleaner Leather Rich. They challenged the agency's authority to force businesses to test for and clean up PFAS. Attorneys for WMC and Leather Rich argue the DNR must first designate PFAS as hazardous substances in a rule before the agency can address them. During arguments, Liberal Justice Rebecca Dallet offered her take on that position.
And that is insane.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says she doesn't think it's that absurd. If the court rules in favor of WMC, environmental advocates say it would undermine longstanding protections under Wisconsin spills law. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A UW-Eau Claire fundraising foundation is considering whether to buy a former hospital that's been vacant for nearly a year. The foundation has already bought two smaller parcels from the hospital's owners. The former Sacred Heart Hospital closed its doors last March when Hospital Sisters Health System mounted a complete exit from western Wisconsin. On Monday, the head of the UW-Eau Claire Foundation's realty operation said that they've been approached about buying the hospital. The director says it's too soon to speculate about the outcome. Eau Claire Community Development Director Aaron White says the university would be a good fit for the property.
We know that there have been other prospects that have looked at the space. Housing is a strong need, so it does become a candidate for redevelopment into housing projects.
In October, the foundation bought two parking lots from the hospital's owner that were located near student dormitories. Coming up, in today's episode of Wisconsin Life, one parent figures out how to share her feelings with her kids. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
I'm wondering how hot this summer is going to be.
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg with a story about showing emotions in front of your kids.
Tequila Benton has always tried to be strong for her kids. But the Madison storyteller wonders if that comes at a price.
It's a rare thing to get a glimpse of yourself from the outside. All of your hard work, love, devotion, the sacrifices and sleepless nights, and think, I'm a pretty freaking awesome mom. Well, this is not one of those times. It's more like one of those occasions surrounded by half-folded baskets of clothes and piles of books and papers, screaming, will you kids just leave each other alone? Why am I always stepping on Legos? That's it, go to bed. Everybody just go to bed. I forced a smile recalling that day. I was very near losing it. It was an overwhelming day, I said to my son. But you didn't cry, my little guy responded. In that instance, I realized how my kids must have saw me. As someone who instructs them on how to handle emotional overflows, but fails to take my own advice. Surely I've cried in front of my kids, right? Well, when I was pregnant, I remember crying all the time. Those ASPCA commercials get me every time. But that was late at night, and I'm sure my daughter was sleeping. Maybe one of the times when the pain from my migraine reached a fever pitch. Probably not, since I prefer to hide in the bathroom, you know, in the dark, in the tub, with a blanket over my head. I tend to hide in the bathroom a lot, I think, when that uncomfortable emotional side of me starts taking over. Could that be why my kids refuse to allow me any privacy in the bathroom? Even if I'm on the toilet, they feel it's okay to burst in, mid-argument, forcing me to mediate from the porcelain throne. Locking the door doesn't help either. I see little tiny fingers underneath the door. They slide notes under there. Hear my son screaming, Mom, I know you're not using the bathroom. You have your phone, I can see it. Poo particles are getting all over your phone. They don't know that I'm Googling affirmations because I'm replaying the last 14 years of my life trying to figure out what went wrong, and perhaps if I had cried more in front of their dad, he wouldn't have been so distant. He has told me on many occasions that he felt I was only open when I was crying and my guard was down. I wonder if my kids view me that same way. It bothers me as deeply as the constant tears that are ingrained on my shoulders that my mother cried on. I knew early on I didn't want to be emotional like that. I said I'd be a boulder like my grandmother, who I only ever saw shed a tear for my father's incarceration. Even when I saw her the last days of her life, laying in her hospital bed, she looked at me and smiled and motioned for me to come and sit next to her on the bed. I couldn't. I ran in the bathroom and cried, and I still regret that to this day. Moms do cry, I told my son, like when you leave your Legos on the floor and I step on them, or especially when your sister uses up all the data, yeah, I cry. No, you curse, Mom, you don't cry. Okay, note to self, stop cursing, at least out loud. Or perhaps the next time I'm in the bathroom and one of them slides a note under the door, I'll write a reply back that says, Mom is crying, do not disturb, and slide it back out to them, poo particles and all. Thank you.
Tequila Benton's story came to us from the podcast Inside Stories, which features Madison storytellers and digs deeper into their lives. She's the co-host of the podcast and originally shared that story at a Listen to Your Mother event. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Brad Kohlberg.
This story, Moms Don't Cry, has actually been turned into an animation. You can check it out on this week's new episode of Wisconsin Life on PBS Wisconsin or online at wisconsinlife.org. And finally, quick check of weather before letting you go. It's actually going to start to warm up across the state today. We're expecting temperatures in the 20s in both the north and the south. And how about this? Tomorrow, the southern part of the state could see temperatures getting into the 30s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Send us that feedback. Keep it coming. We always love hearing from you. You know, you can send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org or just leave a rating and review wherever you're listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.